I've been here now about a year and 5 months, almost to the day, actually. Crazy. I came right before I was here. I was in Minnesota. And they're really good at sports. I was kind of following them through the tournaments for football and stuff. So this year, they gave up a total of 6 points their whole season. That's pretty amazing, right? So I was pretty expecting pretty big things out of them. So kind of follow them in the playoffs. In the playoffs, they gave up 8 points total until they got to the championship game. And then championship game, Minnesota lost. Now, I didn't watch the game. I don't know if they were just that much better than them or if they fell apart or what. But I remember in high school, our high school basketball team, my senior year, was undefeated in our conference. They were really good. And then they got to tournaments and choked. The first game against that kind of rival team in the conference, they got behind and we fell down and we choked and we lost the game and we were done, you know? You know, sometimes, having watched that happen to teams, you look back and you could wish that they had lost a game, right? You wish that they had actually lost a game and learned what it was like to lose, to be behind, and to know how you have to kind of dig down to get back up again so you don't freak out when you get behind, right? Experience teaches us wisdom. Wisdom and experience teaches us what to expect and how to respond at these times. I want you to take this and apply this to your faith today. Because it's true that you can't always win. You're going to fall. Right? And what do? Experience teaches us what to expect and how to respond when that happens. The whole Bible is the experience of the people of God who knew God's mercy but also knew his wrath, knew what to expect and how to respond when they fell. In Advent, what we're doing is we're preparing for the second coming of Jesus. And so every second Sunday of Advent, we specifically read John the Baptist. Every year, second Sunday of Advent, John the Baptist. Because he's the one who teaches us how to prepare the way of the Lord. John the Baptist was the last of the prophets. The prophet's job was to do this. To turn people's hearts back to love of God before the day the Lord would come. Their job was to prepare for that coming. They often preached, they called it the day of the Lord. And sometimes it could be really doomsday kind of stuff. But at the same time, the prophets have some of the most beautiful passages in all of Scripture. You are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. Right? So the day of the Lord, they said, would be a day of wrath and a day of mercy. Wrath for those who have not repented and turned back to love of God in their life. But mercy and glory for those who have. Wisdom comes from experience. Here's a little history with our first reading in our psalm today that sets us up. The prophets at this time in the kingdom of Israel, the Old Testament, they'd been preaching now for generations, telling the people, look, you are not loving God correctly, rightly. You're not honoring the Sabbath. You are worshiping other gods in your life. Repent and turn back to Him. But the people, they didn't listen. And the day the Lord came. And first for the northern kingdom, the northern part of those tribes, the country of Assyria came in and they leveled the ground. They destroyed it completely. They shipped the people off, and that kingdom never came back again. They were wiped off the face of the earth. They've never returned. They were lost, a lost people until Jesus came. You'd think the southern kingdom would learn from their experience, right? A little bit of wisdom from watching your brothers go through this, but they didn't. The prophets kept preaching decades, 100 years, and they turned instead to political powers to be their strength. They made alliances, found ways that was what was going to save them. And the day of the Lord came. In And Babylon came and completely destroyed Jerusalem to the ground, burned the temple down, took the people, and shipped them off to Babylon in exile. It was horrible. But something different happened to this people in exile. They repented. You all know the story, I'm sure, of the fire and the three men thrown into the fire, and they lived through the fire, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That happened in Babylon in exile. I want you to listen to the prayer that they said when they were thrown into the fire, okay? They prayed, "Blessed are you, O Lord, and glorious forever is your name. For you are just in all you have done. You have done all of this because of our sins. We have done every kind of evil. Do not take away your mercy from us, but with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received. And now we follow you with our whole heart. Deliver us with your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord." And we know the story, right? They were delivered. They were saved. And in fact, that whole people in exile was delivered and saved because they turned their hearts back to the Lord again. But then they had to wait. The Lord didn't come right away. They repented, but they had to wait 70 years. And after 70 years, almost completely out of nowhere, a new king came to power, Cyrus, and he came in and he said, "All the Jewish people here in Babylon, you can go home. Go back to your land, and here's a bunch of money to rebuild your temple." Can you imagine what that trip home was like as they walked the road back to Jerusalem? It was a day of glory. It was a day of mercy. It was amazing. In fact, our psalm was written for that journey. "The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. He led the captives back to Zion. They were like men dreaming," he says. The day of the Lord for them was a day of mercy and glory. Now, John the Baptist, he actually quotes Isaiah about this exact thing that was going to happen. He says, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Excuse me. "Make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads will be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." You see, what had happened first in their hearts, the mountains and valleys of their sins made level, prepared the way for the Lord. Now it happened in their life, and the road home was made easy for them. Okay? It was a day of glory. When John the Baptist came, he came as the last of the prophets who knew that the Messiah actually was already even born. The Lord was coming, the day of the Lord. So what he says, he quoted Isaiah and he said, "Look, we know how to do this. We've gained wisdom from experience. It's time to do it again. Repent and return to the love of God." And so what did they do? They came down to John the Baptist, you know this, right? Into the rivers of the water of Jordan River. And he washed them with the water while they confessed their sins. And those who did this were prepared for Jesus' coming. In fact, John's followers became the first disciples of Jesus. Do you see? That's how it works. Wisdom comes from experience. Experience teaches us what to expect and how to respond. The day of the Lord is coming. The Bible tells us that he will come soon. That every generation needs to hear this. In Advent, what we're doing is preparing ourselves for that day. And yes, sometimes we fall, because you can't always win. But it's okay. Because the day of the Lord doesn't have to be a day of wrath. It can be a day of mercy. But the difference is repentance. And so I'm inviting you today, with John the Baptist's own words, to prepare the way of the Lord in your life, to repent and turn back to the love of God. Because the Lord is coming. I specifically invite you to the sacrament of confession again. Because that's where we receive that forgiveness. We go into the waters again and we confess our sins. Catholics didn't make up the sacrament of confession, okay? It's nothing new. It goes back all the way to the prophets, to John the Baptist, to Jesus forgiving people their sins one-on-one and telling his apostles, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. And so today we go to the priest and we confess our sins, and in the power of Jesus Christ, he forgives our sins. And the point is this, that we do all of this out of love of God. Because forgiveness is a part of love. We know that. And so this Advent, I ask you to focus on the love. Focus on the love. Learn from experience. Because there's much more at stake here than just a state championship. When we love, we will look forward to his return. We will wait for it expectantly, even if it takes a long time. Or if it comes tomorrow. But he will come. And it will be a glorious day for those who are prepared.